We are in the end of Teishvis, the Bramasro of Tznokov. Teishvis is found upon Shitas Rashi. Rashi Shita is that Klicheres does not need a nekev for Yenikev. And Teishvis says, Akeret, Klicheres does need a nekev, Klietz does not need a nekev. Now, after Taisus went through the sugya, it's four lines from the end of the Taisus. V'hocha le'motzi le'shinuyei, he had a stira. One baraisa said, I maybe get the svina, to maybe b'chutzalores. One baraisa said, to maybe beretz yisrael. So, let us answer as follows. V'hocha le'motzi le'shnuyei kan b'shal cheres, kan b'shal eitz. But one Svina is speaking about, according to Shita Sateisvis, b'shal eitz, so you do not need a nekev. So that is why you say, you know, it's keres Yisrael, kan b'shal cheres, it's chutz l'aretz, there's no nekev. Inami kam b'nekuve, kam b'sheinu nekuve. To the Mishani Hossam, Taisus had brought a Gemara Menachos. There was a stira, one place it said a svina, if you had a tree growing in a svina, maybe the kaira. One place said maybe vein the kaira. So, the Gemara said this teretz, kam b'cheres, kam b'eitz. So why didn't the Gemara say this teretz? The Mishani Hosam Agag V'chuv V'otzis. So, V'hoch Le'motz L'shnui Kam Mishlachos Kam Mishlachos Inam Mikam Adukav Shein in the Kuvah to the Mishani Hosam, like the Gemara says in Menachos. The Nehei Dehei Chedayne Geisheshes Lam Yehuda. The Gemara does want to say one case that if it's Eine Geisheshes, then you do say before the nechta. If it's geisheshes, you don't say before the nechta. Midahav v'chutz lotz in yemaisa. By ain't a geisheshes, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the mokim hasfine is chutz lotz in yemaisa. Chshivana michutz lotz in yeget. V'hayna mishom. Even the shom. Even the shame chutz loretz al hamokim tochlein mevufonei nichta vafogav the shrichi ugemiri kidei shaloi tachloik ben dines hayam. That means if we will say that it's speaking about einige sheshes, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mokim and the svine is a mokim if it's einige sheshes. So he holds there's no yenike. It doesn't become bottled to the kakoi sayom. So memele, the mokim and the svina has a din of chutz loretz. And the proof of the pudding is that you'll never be chayiv maisa on the svina sheine geisheshes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So memele, eine geisheshes, in this mokim, the mokim asvine is a din of chutz loretz. So then it doesn't matter if it's shchichi or gemiri. There's like tachlich medina sayon. That this is halacha of medina sayon. The svine, because it's not chay b'maisa, avu b'geisheshes l'Rabbi Yehuda. But if it is geisheshes, ולרבונן אפילו בשעין הגששס given the shame ארץ ישראל על המוקים, that means the mokim הספינה, the mokim on the ספינה בעצם can have a shame ארץ ישראל. If to be a nekev there to be a yenike, so it would be chai b'maisres. Is afal pi shem machmas akeli einichai b'maisa. There is a ikos. The sheep doesn't have a hole. The sheep is של חרס is בשביל כך לא יחושב כחוץ על אורץ לינגט. It means if the ship is in such a matzav, it's einige sheshes according to Rabbi Yehuda, so there it can never become chayiv b'maisa al gabi yasvine. So this mokim is a shame chutz l'oretz. So the get was written b'chutz l'oretz, you have to say before me nechta. But if the matzav where the svine is, it's gesheshes like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabban Yudanid gesheshes. So l'maisa, this mokim where this can have a shame eretz Yisrael, This could be chalachi of maisa, and that which grows in the offer that is in this mokim. No, there's a zaitike ikov, there's no yinike that will pata from maisa, but that's the chesorin in the keli will not be mishana the shame hamokim. He says the mokim, since batsam in this mokim it's royal is chay b'maisa to say shame eretz Yisrael. And wanted to say before Nichtav. The Gemara, Rabbi Zeire, wanted to be medame the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, to announce its Nokiv Hamunach Agabi Yeseidus. And he said that according to the Rabbonon, So Munach Agabi Yesaidis is the same like a Sfine. According to Rabbi Yehuda, also it's the same, but just like over there, if it's not Kesheshes, it's Potas here also. So the Gemara says, Dilme Lehi. So the Gemara wants to be Chaylik on the Dimyon of Rabbi Zeira. At Kan Lekama Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara wants to say, that could be Rabbi Yehuda is also Moide, that a hefsik aver, there's no difference, the problem is not the hefsik. Hefsik mayim also wouldn't be a hefsik. No, the problem is because the sfinis are suya levroya. It's not stationary. So something that's going keseda, that is mechasa di yenike. But if it's stationary, so then even though there's a hefsik between the Zroim and the Karke, it's Yainik according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisvi says, Keinu Emes. This Dichui, that the Gemara is Matra Divrei Rab Zaire. So Taisvi says, Keinu Emes, it's true. The Halaloche, the Otzitz ki Mechuba. An Otzitz is Taka like Mechuba. The peik ha-shaleach ha-mrinin en kaisem pruzbol ella lotzis nokil umukilo the mancha asichi. The Gemara says that the takone of pruzbol, that when the pruzbol is written by the malvis, so the chayv does not become nishtamet and shviz. The takone of pruzbol was only said by avod shriche. Avod Shriche means that the leiva has karkois, because normally a person will not lend someone money if he doesn't possess karka. So Avod Shriche is if the leiva possesses karka. But the amount of karka he possesses, that Chazal would not mechalik, as long as he possesses karka. So the Gemara says that fully possesses an otzitz nokuf, that's munach agabi, the moncha sichi, that's munach agabi yiseides, so that's also considered he possesses karka. So we see that the way the Gemara was matche, that an otzitz nokov, even though there's a hefsik avir, is a din like mechuba. V'hod v'kom ahoche ad kan le'komri rabonon elo besvine. The Gemara wanted to say punktakert. Says the first mahalach is that everyone is made that a hefsik avil does not make it ois mechuba. No, the whole problem is because asvin is asvil of royach. That's the whole problem. So that would seem the Gemara, the stomach of the Gemara said that if the Leiva possesses a nuts, it's not the Mancha Asichi. Gemara says, you write a Puzbos, Vaisis Lalocha, that's called Mechuba. According to everyone, since it's not a Seal of Reyach. The Gemara wanted to make another Dichri, that according to the Rabbonon, only a Hefzik Mayim is not Megareya, because we say Ka'aras Michte. But Lamaisa, we don't paskin like that. Adarabba, we paskin that a hefsik aver is called mechuba. Vahoda alma b'shabes b'peir kamaitzi yayin. Hai parfise de mancha a'are. Person in a flower pot that was lying on the ground. Va'ancha asichi. And he lifted it up from the ground, and he put it on his seders. Chayev mishum teilus. So he's chayev al teilus. So that's a bit of a zach. Here we're saying that it's considered mechuber, even though it's mancha ayesedet. And there the Gemara says it's called teilus. So it seems it's not called mechuber. So Taisu says, Hainami darabonon, the loshon chayev has to be understood with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean chayiv chatos. It's only nisa darabonon. The perish also bekuntus. But when a teira tzicha is a din mechuba. Bachreinim bring down the Dvar Avrom. Chidush Rab Reuven, the medayik from the Loshna Rambam, then the Rambam learned chayiv mamish. Like a mamish chayiv. After Pekin, it seems the Rambam by Prusbel also holds that an otzitz nokuv is a din of mechuba. So we have the problem, what did the Rambam do? How do these two halachas agree one with the other? So the Vavrom is mitzadet to say, Rav Reuven also seems to say this, that Rambam held in Melechus Teilish, the Zataisvist, Mesechtes Beye. Taisvi says in Mesechtes Beye that if a person is mistapik min Hashemen shebeneir, she yechayv al tzmechabe. So Taisvi says the Isa Kibui is because if there's a ribui shemen, the wick lights brighter. And when you're diminishing the shemen, so the illumination is also diminished. Does not mean that there's no flame, but it means that the oil that the flame is giving out becomes diminished. That's also considered a kibui. So Mamela, so they want to say that Tais was held, Rambam held, that would Yechai Mishum Toilish, it's still called Mechuba, but there's a klishis in the Yenike that the Zroim were receiving. The further away it is from the karka, the lesser the yinike is. It's still mechuber, but there's a smaller yinike. So in Hilchas Teilish, the Rambam held that's also called Teilish, by diminishing, just like we see from Teisvis, by diminishing the amount of illumination that the Neir is giving is called mechabe. So hu adin, diminishing the koyach hayinike is also called teilish. The Dvar Avraham wants to say another teretz, which by Emerson would be a gewaldik echad. The Dvar Avraham wants to say, hay parfise de mancha ha'are, so he wants to say, the Rabbi Yehuda said, that Hasuya Livroyach, the Gemara said that the whole din Yenike, when there's a Hefsik, is dafke if it's stationary.
But if it's asuya levroyach, if it's moving, then there can't be a yinike. So something that is moving is not yoinik. That's what it says. So the Dvar Avram wants to say, gewaldik echap, could be that pshat in the Gemara. Hai parfise de mancha are va'anchi asichi, chai vishai vats toilish, taka toilish. Because when he lifted it, so it's moving. So then the yinike is nivsak legamri. So that's pshat. So memele. So there's a deraisa the ketoilish that it's nifsek legamri the yinike. He just asks, but if that is true, so then when he put it on the sichi, he should be chayev als neiteya also. Andri yasichi should be chayev als toilish and neiteya. The mother doesn't say that. You only chayev al tzteilish. So that's why somehow we can't say this teretz, that this lifting up of the someone doesn't cut off the yinike legamri. It's different than the livroyach of a svine. Let us go further. Let's go back to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar. That's where we're up to. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar. In the Hora is Teretz Yisrael do kol alma loy pligi. There's no machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Hora is Teretz Yisrael. And Rashi had said, because everyone holds in the Hora is Teretz Yisrael ke Eretz Yisrael dam. So Lamaise, the Svina finds itself on Eretz Yisrael. So Lagabi b'fanei nichtav, there's no shailah. Akrashi had said before that the Nor has a din of Teres Oretz, Teres Yaboshe, L'chol Teres Oretz. Everyone holds that. It's another muske. So Rabbi Yehuda would also hold, you don't have to say, B'fanei Nichtav. So what is the machlokes between, we hear two Baraises, Emerson the Barais never mentioned where the Svina was. So we had assumed till now that the Svina was in the Nor is Eretz Yisrael. So now Rav Nachman Yitzchak says no. Ben Horis Eretz Yisrael, the Kamaloi Pligi, that is a din of Eretz Yisrael, and wants to say before the Nishta. Eloki Pligi, Biyam HaGodl. The Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim is in the Yam HaGodl in the Mediterranean. We have a ship in the Mediterranean, and the get was written on that ship. And here we have a Machlokes that they have a din of Eretz Yisrael, or Medina Sayyam. The Sanya, we learned a Baraisa. The Baraisa speaks about a few in Yonim. Eizeu Eretz, Veizeu Chutzalorets. To where is Eretz Yisrael, and where does Chutzalorets start? Ko Shesheifeya V'yoyret. There's a slope going down Miturei Amnim V'lifnim. You see, Arashi learns Pshat, this means towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Dorim, Eretz Yisrael. So that whole slope is a din of Eretz Yisrael. Miturei Amnein v'luchutz. The slope of Turei Amnein going away from Eretz Yisrael, going towards Tzofin, is Chutzalorets. Now let us see, Rashi, exactly what this means. Ki pligi biyam hagodl, shehu tchum ma'rovoi shel Eretz Yisrael. This is, the yam hagodl is the tchum ma'rovi, this is the western tchum of Eretz Yisrael. U pligi tanoi. Ike laman di omar, sfas hayam hu gvu. The edge to the yam, that is the most westernly point of Eretz Yisrael. The Sfas Hayom. The Yam already is not Eretz Yisrael. The Yam Gufei love Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if a person will be in a Sfine on the Yam HaGodol, so he's not in Eretz Yisrael. The Ike Laman Diyoma, Yam Gufei Me Eretz Yisrael. And there's one Tana that holds that the Yam HaTichon has a din of Eretz Yisrael. This is from the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. Now we'll start explaining the Beraisa. Eizehu Oretz. Miktsoya Tzfoinis Marovish Shal Eretz Yisrael. The western northerly corner of Eretz Yisrael is Hoiraho. That's Hoiraho. This begins the Gvul Tzofen. Ubetalgim Yerushalmi, metalgim Hoiraho, Turei Amnon. Perceive. Now it says in the Pasuk, Zayilachem Gvul Tzofen min hayom ha-godl to so lachem hoiraho. The gvul tzofen is, that means min hayom ha-godl, means from the Mediterranean, to so lachem hoiraho, you should get to hoiraho, you should turn to hoiraho. And that is gvul tzofen. So the gvul tzofen, we're going from Ma'irev to tzofen. Shma mino hoiraho takua bayam. It's takua bayam. You go from the yam to hoiraho. Vaho gvul tzfoini la'eretz Yisrael. And this mountain is the northern gvul of Eretz Yisrael. Ustam horim mishupoim hein. Normally, a har is mishupe. There's a slope. V'yesh sheshipuoi rochov gemahalach yoim oyemayim. Could be the slope of the mountain from where it starts to the top of the mountain can take a day or two to get up to the top. V'kom artane meheichan hi ha'eretz. Now the Pasuk says that Eretz Yisrael ends with ha'eroho. That is the Gvul Tzofen of Eretz Yisrael. V'kom artana meheichen hi ha'oretz. Where does Eretz Yisrael stop? Meregel ha'or oy meroyshe. Does it stop from the regel? Or does it stop by the roysha? That means the whole slope is Eretz Yisrael. So the Baraisa says, kol sheshoifeya v'yoyreit Miturei Amnon v'lifnim l'tzad Eretz Yisrael. That what the Hoiraho is, there's a shipua going towards Dorim, which is Eretz Yisrael, going towards Tzofen, which is Chutz Loretz. Is kol sheshefeya v'yoyreit miturei Amnon v'lifnim. The slope going down from the top of Hoiraho to Eretz Yisrael, Litzad Eretz Yisrael, Dainu Litzad Dorim, Havi Eretz Yisrael, De Goiva Ha-Hor Hu Ha-Gvul. The Spitz, the highest point of the mountain, that is the Gvul, and there Eretz Yisrael ends. So if we have a mountain, that's Ha-Hor, that the slope of the mountain is going Dorim and Tzofen, so the Dorim slope is still Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael ends by the top of the Hor. That's the outermost northern chelik of Eretz Yisrael, by the northern western corner. And then later, the slope going down is Chutz Loretz. Miturei Amnon v'lochutz l'tzad Tzofen, going further north, Chutz Loretz. Now let's get back to the Braise. Let's see again the Braise. Eizehu Eretz v'eizehu Chutz Loretz. What is considered Eretz Yisrael? Where is it still considered Eretz Yisrael? Where is it considered Chutz Loretz? So first we speak about the northern chelik of Eretz Yisrael, which is, the border is Hoiraho, Turei Amnon. His kosha sheifeya viyoyreit, the slope that's going down in the southern direction, miturei amnoin uvelifnim, from the top of the mountain towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Dorim, Eretz Yisrael, miturei amnoin velochutz, from turei amnoin going out of Eretz Yisrael, that means out north, is chutzalorets. So now we know the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, the northern western border. Now, Hanasim Shebiyam, the islands in the Yam HaTichon, Royin Oison Ki'ilu Chut Masuach Aleyim, Ki'ilu, we would have an imaginary line, Miturei Amnoin ad Nachal Mitzrayim. From Turei Amnoin ad Nachal Mitzrayim. That means the northern, the most northern chelik of Eretz Yisrael is Turei Amnoin, the top of the mountain. The most southern chelik, Bitzad Meiriv, is Nachal Mitzrayim. So now we'll make an imaginary line. Now there are places where the Yam HaTichon cuts into Eretz Yisrael. There are places where the Yam HaTichon borders Eretz Yisrael, and that's where Turei Amnon is and where Nachal Mitzrayim is. So now we draw an imaginary line from Turei Amnon to Nachal Mitzrayim, and after this imaginary line, we have a chelik of Yam HaTichon that is in the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. Then we have a chelik of Yam HaTichon, which is out of the Gvul. So the Tanakhama says, which this is the Chachamim, the Tanakhama says as follows, Hanasim Shebiyo, the islands in the Yam HaTichon, Royin Oison, we look at them, we down them as follows, Kiluchut Masuach Aleyim, as if we would have had an imaginary line stretching, Miturei Amnoin Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, Min HaChut V'lifnim, from this Chut and towards Mizrach, till Eretz Yisrael. So the islands in this area have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Min HaChut V'lochutz, and from this line towards the west, Chutzalorets. Now before we go further, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Banasim Shebiyom, Iye Hayam Shebemayret. The islands in the Yam, in the Mediterranean, Shebemayret, which is on the western side of Eretz Yisrael. Nachal Mitzrayim, hu tchum Eretz Yisrael, this is the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, b'miktsoya marovis dreimis, this is the southern, western corner of Eretz Yisrael, is Nachal Mitzrayim. Now, Nachal Mitzrayim, hu mechuber liyam hagodol. Nachal Mitzrayim is attached to the Yam HaGodol. V'chsiv, b'gvul Negev, it says by the southern boundary, v'nosev hagvul mei Atzmoin Nachlo Mitzrayim, Voyotoitz Oysov Hayamo. That means that Nachlo Mitzrayim ends with the Yam. Nimtzeis. So now Rashi says, Eretz Yisrael, if we'll look at the two extreme borders of Eretz Yisrael, the northern border and the southern border on the west side, is Bein Hayroho, is between Hayroho l'Nachem Mitzrayim. Zeh b'marovis svoynis. Hayroho is on the northwestern side. V'zeh midroimis marovis. And Nachem Mitzrayim is on the southwestern side. V'hayom, in the whole western border, is b'mayrev. So the yom is in mayrev. V'yesh mokeim, there are places shahayom nichnas l'seich Eretz Yisrael. That means, even though Rashi had mentioned before that the Sfas Hayom, that is the Gvul, that is the Western Gvul, that means Eretz Yisrael goes to the Sfas Hayom, that is in the Western extremities of Eretz Yisrael. So then, that's the most Western Chalik of Eretz Yisrael. But Yesh Mokim, there are places, Shahayam Nichnas L'Soich Eretz Yisrael, that the Yam cuts into Eretz Yisrael. Mahalach Yomim Rabim, so it cuts in into the border of Eretz Yisrael, so to say. Bein Hoirahol and Nachal Mitzrayim, between Hoirahol and Nachal Mitzrayim. Uba'oysa Knise, and in this area of the Yam, that the Yam cuts in, Yesh Nasim, there are islands. Vehein mispashtin lemaire. That means these islands start in the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, but they stretch out lemaire l'toich hayam chutz mibein hamikzoyes trumei Eretz Yisrael. That means the islands start when it's toich hamikzayis, that means it starts in the area that is a din of Eretz Yisrael. Shehein hayrahov v'nachal Mitzrayim, and then it goes out further ma'ariv into the Yam, Hilkach. So on these islands alone, we'll start clearing a shaila. Are these islands Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Loretz, Avechai, B'maisa, B'shviyis, Hilkachoyim, Kilu Chut Masuach, as if we would have had an imaginary chut that stretches out, Misayv, Hoyraho, B'marovoy, Anachal Mitzrayim, Sha'rei Koma, Shebesoich, Mikzayis, Halolo, Eretz Yisrael, Hei, Minachut, B'lefnim. Now let us see the Gemara further. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not that Eretz Yisrael is limited to the area that's in this imaginary chut, towards the mizrach of this imaginary chut. No, kol shekeneged Eretz Yisrael. The whole yam that is facing Eretz Yisrael, the whole width of the Yam, is Eretz Yisrael. Areyu k'Eretz Yisrael. Shenema u'gvul Yam, v'hoyo lochem hayam ha'godl. U'gvul zeyu lochem gvul Yam. So Memele will see that Rabbi Yehuda darshens this extra word u'gvul, that's coming to tell us that the whole Yam is also a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. The whole Mediterranean is Eretz Yisrael. We'll see. But now we have to know how much of the Mediterranean is Eretz Yisrael in Tzofen and Doran. So that means, between you and me, we have to measure again the most northern part of Eretz Yisrael, the most southern part of Eretz Yisrael, and then we make two horizontal lines, and the whole Mediterranean, we'll see how far we go. And Tosfos, the Gemara says, till Yam HaKiyonos, we go till the Yam HaKiyonos, is Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael is only Mechuvin, the chelik of the Yam HaGodol is only the chelik that's facing Eretz Yisrael. The Yam HaGodol, the Mediterranean, that which is higher than Eretz Yisrael, that's more Tzofen than Eretz Yisrael, or more Dorim than Eretz Yisrael, that's not Eretz Yisrael. So we make two horizontal lines from the two extremities of the north and the south into the Yam HaGodol. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, reik Eretz Yisrael. Shenema gvul Yam v'yilchem Yam HaGodol, gvul zeh yilchem gvul Yam." Now the islands which are higher in Tzofen and higher in Dorim that start in Knegged Eretz Yisrael, in jut out Chutz Meretz Yisrael, Roy and Oison, so these islands, Kilu Chut Masuach Aleim, Kilu, we would have a Chut Masuach Aleim, and this Chut, this imaginary Chut, will cut up the island. The chalik of the island that is in this, in the pnim, inside the two horizontal lines, so that chalik is Eretz Yisrael. The chalik of the island that is jutting out in Tzofen and Dorim is not Eretz Yisrael. Doi naisa ki luchut masuach alei mikapluye vad yom akiyonis. From Kapluya, which we will see, this was the most northern chalik of Eretz Yisrael, Vad Yom HaKiyonetz, Uminachal Mitzrayim Vad Yom HaKiyonetz. And we'll also make another horizontal line going through Yom HaGodol to Yom HaKiyonetz. Minachut V'lifnim, Eretz Yisrael. Minachut Alachut, Chutzal Oretz. V'Rabbonon, so now, hay ugvul my avdilei. Now, what do the Rabbonon do with this extra gvul? Miboyle le nasin, v'rabiude nasin lo tzrichi kroi. Nasin did not need a posik. Now, let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Aima, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol hayom, the whole yam, shekeneged avir shel Eretz Yisrael, which is opposite the Avir of Eretz Yisrael, which is opposite the whole western side of Eretz Yisrael, Vafilu ad Akiyonis, till Akiyonis, Lemayrit, which is in the west, Shu besoif oilo, harei hu ke Eretz Yisrael. So the whole Yam till Akiyonis is Eretz Yisrael. Shenema Yam hagodol ugvul, Hay ugvul kroyiseiru. Lemeimer da'af roichav hayom is also bechal atru. The width of the Mediterranean is also in the trum of Eretz Yisrael. Va'anasin in the island shebetzodim kloima. Vim yesh lonu lechalik benasin. Abiyud is telling the Chachomen, if we have to differentiate or divide up the islands, loy litzad mayrev yesh chilik. Not litzad mayrev, that you say that what's outside of the, what is towards more west, that's already chutzloretz, that what's more east, which is, that's Eretz Yisrael. No. Elo litzad sofen, elo litzad dorim. We divide the islands who jut out Tzofen and Dorim. She has nasim b'yam. There are islands, mispashtim l'oirech hayam, that they stretch out in the length of the Mediterranean, l'tzofen l'dorim. Ad shemagiyin u'moishchin chutz b'cheneged Eretz Yisrael, that they go, they start keneged Eretz Yisrael, and they jut out chutz b'cheneged Eretz Yisrael. So there, that means from the extreme Tzofen and the extreme Dorin, we should make a stretch an imaginary chut, but the direction of the chut should be mi Mizrach leMayrav, that we are going from Mizrach to Mayrav. Ulahavdul, and to divide Masha Geneged Avir Eretz Yisrael, what is opposite Avir of Eretz Yisrael? What is opposite the Aver of Chutz Loretz? V'royin. Kilu chut masuach mikapluriye ir hayoyshevis b'chudoy shalhoi roho. This is a city which is on the top of hoi roho. B'roish govoy and roish govoy shohu tchum tzefayni. That means we said the uppermost chalik of Hoyrohor, that's the Gvul Tzvoini, that is where Eretz Yisrael ends. So in that Mokim in Hoyraho, there was a area called Kapluria. That was Mamish Roshaho. That was the Gvul HaTzofen of Eretz Yisrael. And we'll draw this line through the Yamagodol to the Yamakiyonis, Yusayf Pesayf Oil, the Mayrev. Minachal Mitzrayim at Yamakiyonis. Minachut v'lifnim, the Tzad Chaveiroi, Dainu lifnim, Kloima, Ben Shnei Achutim. The area between the two horizontal chutim, Avu Hanasim Eretz Yisrael. For who had in Lamayim? The Mayim is also Eretz Yisrael. He hops on islands. He wants to tell us that his kedushas haaretz lagabi meiser shviyus. So now we go back to the machlokes lagabi get. V'hanach tati masniyos adalel. The two baraisis we had before hamevi get besvine. So one baraisis said kemevi beretz Yisrael. One baraisis said kemevi. Mechutzalorets, pligi shenichtav haget biyam hagodl. The get was written in the yam hagodl. Laholon michut hamasuach miturei amnen ad nachal mitzrayim. It's on the west, it's more west. It's after the chachomim schut. The chachomim schut just went vertically from the north to the south. And the Chachamim said, after that chut going more west, that's Zichr Chutz Loretz. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, going more west is still Eretz Yisrael. And the ship was in the Siam HaGodl. Man the Omar, kemevi be'eretz Yisrael. So the man the Omar that says, kemevi be'eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehudi, this is Rabbi Yehudi. The Omar, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kol Shekineged Eretz Yisrael, whatever is opposite Eretz Yisrael in the Yam HaGodl, Rehu Keretz Yisrael, so this is Eretz Yisrael. So maybe get the Svina, the Braisa never mentioned where the Svina was. That's what Rashi says in the beginning, because Al-Kedaitach, the Benares, the Beretz Yisrael, come out. But now the Maskonos HaGemor is, no, Narisha Beretz Yisrael, everyone knows it's a Din of Eretz Yisrael. We are speaking about that he was in the Yam HaGodl. Ve'idoch kerabono in the other baraisa that says that maybe kechutzloretz, that's going according to the rabono. So the Gemara asks, what do the rabono do with this extra word ugvu? Miboyulu lenasin. To tell me, das gufe, de minachut elofnim letzad mizrochi. De loitem is vasa yomu agul, vafil bamokim shem is pashe benichnas losoich ben shnei mitzoyes adchumim. So the Chomim says, yeah, ugvul is coming to tell us that the chelik of the yam hagodl that is between the imaginary vertical line has a din of Eretz, yeah, the yam hagodl also has a din of Eretz Yisrael. That's what's Teich Shnei HaMikzayis, the two extremities. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Leitzrich Ekroi, Kiven Shebesoich HaTchumim, this is Mamish in the Tchum, just as the Yam went into the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, so that's Poshet. Now let us see Taisvus. Taisvus says, Kol Sheshefeya V'yayret, Miturei Amnei. Perish bekuntres, miturei amnaim velifnim, tahainu letzad dorim, eretz Yisrael, vluchutz letzad zofen, chutz loretz. So it comes out like this, the way Rashi explains to us, turei amnaim is a mountain range that the slope goes from. There's a slope going down towards Dorim, there's a slope going down towards Tzofen. And the top of the mountain range, this is the end of the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. That's the furthest northern area in Eretz Yisrael. V'koshelari, timkein, amai nokat Rabbi Yehuda kapluria. That means Rabbi Yehuda is also making a line from the most northern chelik of Eretz Yisrael. It towards the Yam HaGodol. So why, when the Tanakhama is speaking about this most northern area, he calls it Turei Amnon, which means the top of the mountain. When Rabbi Yehuda speaks about this area, he calls it Kapluria. He speaks about Kapluria. Why is he speaking about Kapluria? Let him say Turei Amnon. Why is there a Shini Alosh? Even the Tanda Kamen Nami Litzayin Gvul Tzvoini Shal Eretz Yisrael Kos. That's Taisvis Kasha. Because of this Kasha, so Taisvis says the picture is differently. Venirilari. The Turei Amnoin Mishtapeya V'yoyre Litzad Mizroch or Litzad Bayr. Turei Amnoin, the range of the mountains is not going the way Rashi learned from east to west, and the slope is going north and south. No, the Nahapachu. The mountain range is going from north to south, and the slope is going from east to west. That's how Turei Amnon is situated. Therefore, Turei Amnon mishtapeya v'yoyrid l'tzad mizroch l'tzad mairuf. V'chudoi shel har, let's go back to the Bereis a minute. Eze eretz v'ezach l'tzloretz. So let us just see the Bereis. Kol sheshefeya v'yoyrid miturei Amnon b'lifnim, from the top of Turei Amnon towards east, which is Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Miturei Amnon v'lochutz, chutzloretz. That means the mountain of Turei Amnon, the top of the mountain is the end of the western chelik of Eretz Yisrael. The slope going down towards the west, the Nireleri, the Turei Amnon mishtapeya v'yoyret. Turei Amnon is mishtapei v'yoyred l'tzad mizroch l'tzad mairuf. That means the mountain range goes from south to north, and the slope goes, there's a slope towards the east, which is towards Eretz Yisrael, and towards the west, which is towards Chutz Loretz. V'chudei shel har hu ha'gvul ma'rovi shel Eretz Yisrael. That means, when the mountain comes, it means even though the whole time the Yam HaGodol is the Gvul, the Yam HaGodol is the Gvul till we come to Turei Amnon. When we come to Turei Amnon, the Gvul goes in, and the western side of the mountain, which goes into the Yam HaGodol, that already is that Eretz Yisrael. The most western chelik of Eretz Yisrael is from the top of the mountain going east. V'chudei shel har hu ha'gvul ma'arovi shel Eretz Yisrael. V'anasin shebiyom. So now, but we have the mountain range goes from north to south. So the Chumim said, so we draw an imaginary line from Turei Amnon. Turei Amnon is very good. That's the top of the mountain where Eretz Yisrael, that's the most extreme Marovi Chelik of Eretz Yisrael. And we draw a line from Turei Amnon, Kilu Chut, Royin Kilu Chut Masua. Miturei Amnon, Kloima, Mechudai Shalha, that's the most extreme western chelik. Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, till Nachal Mitzrayim. V'kapluya, but now, this mountain range, we did not define how north Eretz Yisrael goes. We just know that the Chachamim said till now that this is the most western, the top of the mountain is the end of the western chalik of Eretz Yisrael in the north. But how much north Eretz Yisrael goes, we don't know. Turei Amnon, that we don't know. V'kaplu yele Rabbi Yehuda osel letzayin nasin shebetzofen Eretz Yisrael. That means Kapluye is some place on this mountain. We'll see soon. That's some place on this mountain. And Kapluye is the place where the northern gvul of Eretz Yisrael ends. Now we have to draw a line horizontally from the northern gvul towards west. So we have to find the northern gvul. So the Tanya couldn't say Kapluye. The Katana couldn't say Turei Amnon. Turei Amnon is a line going from north to south. So we want to make a vertical line. We could say we'll draw from Turei Amnon to Nachal Mitzrayim. When we want to make a horizontal line going out into the west, into the Yam HaGadol, then we have to say we're making it from the most outer Tzofen the Kechelik of Eretz Yisrael, which is Kapluye. So what is Tosfos saying? So Tosfos is saying that Turei Amnon is the Meirev Gvul. The Tzofen Gvul is Kapluye. That's what Tosfos is saying. So Memela, when you have to start measuring from the Tzofen Gvul, you have to give a place to the Kapluye. Venire. Shakosav doichke l'Rashi l'Forish came. Rashi did not want to learn like this. Rashi learned that the mountain was going from west to east, and the top of the mountain was the Gvul Tzafoini, because the Pasuk says like that. Tchsi v'zayu l'chem Gvul Tzofen. Where does the Tzofen Gvul start? Minayam HaGadol, we're going from west to north, Minayam HaGadol to Soil Lechem, Hoyraho, Umetagemin, and Hoyraho, Turei Amnon. So the Pasuk is telling us Turei Amnon is the northern Gvul. The way I'm saying it's the western Gvul. Kapluye is the northern Gvul. Umiyu Yocheliyos. So Tosfos says it could be. Shahor Tokua Bekeren Tzvainis Marovitz. The Hor is Tokua Bekeren Tzvainis Marovitz. Avo Mishapeye V'yoyrei L'tzad Mizrach. Now, Tosfos perhaps is not too clear. I would like to say over the Tosfos HaRosh, maybe that is what Tosfos means also. Tosfos HaRosh is something very interesting. The Kapluye, who hold Sha'al Turei Amnon. There's a mountain over Turei Amnon. Kidamrine be-medrish, hoir ho-ho. So the medrish says, Shohu hol agabeho. So you have over here, we have here two mountains. Umishapeya, and this mountain, that means that the bottom mountain, the slope is going towards the west and towards the east, and the mountain is going from Dorim to Tzofen. That is the bottom mountain. And on this bottom mountain, we will not know where the Gvul Tzofen ends. The whole mountain range is well, from the bottom mountain, I know where the Gvul Meirev ends. I don't know where the Gvul Tzofen ends. Now on top of this mountain, there's another mountain, which is Kapluye. This is the Hoir Ho-Ho. And this mountain, the Shipua, is Midorim Litzofen. So Memele, so you have one mountain range going, from Mizrach L'Meirev, the Shipua is going from Mizrach L'Meirev, and the Shipua is Midorim L'Tzofen. So Memele, That is Kapluria. So now, so it's Gvaldik. So the Tanikame, he was telling us what the, he wanted to tell us where Meirev ends. So, and we have to know where Meirev ends in order to draw an imaginary line from the most extreme Meirev, from the top of Eretz Yisrael to the bottom of Eretz Yisrael. So he sent me to Rei Amnon, because the bottom mountain goes from north to south, and you join that line from a Mele. So that's where he said you draw a line from Turei Amnon. But Turei Amnon would not tell me what the northern, the most northern chelik of Eretz Yisrael. And that the pasuk says Hoyroho. Hoyroho means to include these both horim. So Kapluria is the top hor, and the top hor is the most extreme, which is over a chelik, but some of the bottom hor. And this top hor, this Ashipua, that the Shipua is Dorim Tzofen, and the top of that Shipua, that is where Eretz Yisrael ends B'Tzofen, and that's why he says from Kapluye, that's the top, Kapluye is the top of the second hall, we draw from Kapluye to Yama Kiyos. That is how the Taisus Aroshes, and perhaps that's Nichla B'Divrei Taisus. Not so pre-sosom in Taisus, but it could be asked by Tzvainis Marovis, that in the hall is also the Gvul Tzofen. And that's Kapluya. Rav Yehuda Ima Kol Shekeneged Eretz Yisrael. Now, Rav Yehuda was mamish Marchiv, the Gvulei Eretz Yisrael. Shol Rabbeinu Peter L'Rabbeinu Tam. Bizman Hazer Hoyolonu, that's the Rishash's Girsel, Yischayev L'Rab Yehuda B'Maisa, Sha'onu B'Marovi Shal Eretz Yisrael. Taisa Rosh says a little clearer, he says, we daven Mizrach, they were the Vali Taisas were in France. We daven towards Mizrach, so we're in the Meirev of Eretz Yisrael, so we should be till Akiyonis. Akiyonis is on the other side of France. So Al Kaponim, so we should be Chayiv B'Maisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. This kasha was posed to the Rabbeinu Tam. She'onu b'marov v'shel Eretz Yisrael. Veheishiv. So the Rabbeinu Tam had to say on this kasha, like I'm along Rabbi Yehuda. We don't bask like Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if he'd live in our times and he'd live in France, he'd be mafresh maizus, but we don't bask like Rabbi Yehuda. Aval kosha, but there's another problem. If we will assume that all the lands from the Mediterranean and all the countries that go western till the Akiyonis have a din of, the Gemara says, Miyamagodol ad Yamakiyonis. So everything from the Yamagodol to Yamakiyonis is Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Yemaker b'chol Eretz Yisrael sh'ada kiyonis shekulam hoye b'kiyim l'shmo sh'eidem mitzuyim l'kaimai sh'eitzoch loyme b'fonai nichta. That means, we're saying that everything is a din of Eretz Yisrael. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, Gufa, me agmunya la agmunya, you also say, if it's not Eidim, it's Yom Lekaima. So Rabbi Yehuda could say, so even though between you and me, Rabbi Yehuda spoke about the Sfina. The Sfina could be is better than the country. Could be, someone who wants to say this. A country, if it's not Eidim, it's Yom Lekaima. So it could be, Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz, not worse than, Agmunya Lagmunya. You don't have what they did, you don't have Eilu Rigolim, whatever it is, you don't have communication, so there could be, you would have to say, he's just speaking about the Yam. The Yam was a part of a Mokem. No. So the Yam had a din of Eretz Yisrael, so whoever wrote the get maybe is bottled to the Yam. So that is a din of Eretz Yisrael, since it's not a Mokim Choshuv Bifnei Atzmai. So it's not Choylik Mokim Bifnei Atzmai. But the Ptaisis understood that according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only is the Yam Eretz Yisrael a Gabim Fani Nechtav, all the lands till the Akionis are Eretz Yisrael. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Yemakeh, Bechol Eretz Yisrael, Shad HaKiyonis, Shkome Bekim, Lishmo, Shadeh Metzim Lekaimo, Shein Sos Loima Bifani Nechta, Lekach Yesh Loima, Delei Kofshu HaKel Eilei Bobo. So Taisvis wants to avoid the Shaila, that they were not Kaivish, the Eilei Bobo, seems from Taisvis, the Eilei Mitzrayim were Kaivish, while Kaponim, the Eilei Bobo, were not Kaivish this area. So Lemaise, so now there's a din of Medina Sayon. The lands, France, etc. So they weren't Kaivish. The Yam is a lav bakibush. There's no, you don't have to conquer a Yam. The din kibush that was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael is they took it over from the people who are living there. That's the kibush that's Mekadosh. So if the people there, so after they lost Eretz Yisrael, so they lost it, but so you have to reconquer it by the Kibushani from Ezra. But the Yam is a lav bakibush. There's no one living there in the Yam. So the Yam remains Eretz Yisrael. The man remains Eretz Yisrael. So that's why that's why Dafka Rabbi Yehuda said, maybe get the Sfina, ain't so achloima. Inami, that's one Mahalach. Mahalach number two, kedepirish pekuntres, the chol shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, haini kol hayam shekeneged Eretz Yisrael. The whole yam that's connected Eretz Yisrael. The lay airi biyabosh shadi kiyonis, ela benasim shebiyam agodol davka. The sea, oh, period. So Taisus in the second Eretz wants to say that Rashi never held. That means the countries after the Mediterranean till the Akiyonis azichan al Eretz Yisrael. Just the yam is kedushas Eretz, and the nasim shebiyam, the islands. Now, we have to understand what Taisa says further. K'dechsiv ad yom ha-godl mevoi ha-shamash yeh gevulchem. K'dechsiv v'shati es gevulcho miyam suf ad yam plishtim, mi midbar ad ano, perish yam suf l'tzad dorim, yam plishtim l'tzad mairet, midbar l'mizrach na'pros l'tzad sof. So we have to understand exactly what Taisa is saying. Perhaps Taisvis is saying, I don't know if this is Emes of Shad, but perhaps Taisvis is saying that we have here Stira de Kipsukim. Yeshua says, Ad Yom HaGodol Yiyah Gvulchem. The Gvul Mayriv is Yam HaGodol. And in Shmois it says, Veshati Gvulcho, was speaking about Miyam Suf, which is in Dorim, Va'ad yam plishtim. That's Mayrev. So, there's a stire in the two psukim. Here it says yam agodol, here it says yam plishtim. So perhaps Taisvus means to say that there's two gvulim. That means one gvul is telling us where Eretz starts, and that's after Yam Plishtim, so the Arotzes which come after that towards Mayrev are not Eretz Yisrael anymore. And the Pasuk at Yam HaGodol speaking about that the Yam itself is a Gvul. That means Yam Plishtim is the Gvul for the Arziyos, which will start towards Mayrev. Yam HaGodol is a Gvul for the waters. That the Yam HaGodol is the Gvul Marovi. Perhaps that is Pshat and Taisus. Vayyish Loima, a second Teretz, Shaye Yedeye, Shaye Kulam Bekiyim Lishmo. We'll go back to the Kash of Taisus, Rabbi Yehuda knew, was Tutzach. Lefi Shaye Yedu Alam, Adhechen Yisrael Oimdet. They knew to where there was a Jewish settlement. In Misham Ve'ilach, and further, Lehoye Yisrael at Saif Oilam. There was no Eden period. So they knew where the Jewish settlement was. And that Jewish settlement had a kesha with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the way the Mitzvim Lekaimoy, they were Baki Lishma. And further, there was nothing. There was, in the beginning of the Seif Menoches, Mitzvah Klapei Meirev, Makartigi, Klapei Mizrach, Ein Makirim, Lo Yisrael, Lo Yivinu Shabbat Shemayim. That means they Bechlau do not know Bechlau. I mean, it's different nations over there which are completely unaware of Klal Yisrael, completely unaware of the Rabbeinu Shloilom. So it could be where the Jewish settlement was that he was aware of, and there, and for there, Taki wanted to say, Bufanei Nichtav.